This is the Maternity Matters podcast from Riley Children's Health. Discussions to help you along the journey from the first trimester to your child's first year. Hey everyone, Gabby Reith-Miller here from the Riley social media team. And today we're going to be talking about a new way to care for babies at risk for opioid withdrawal. And to discuss all of this, we're joined today by Dr. Pat Clemens, who is our medical director for Well Newborn Care at Riley Hospital for Children. Dr. Clemens, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks so much for having me, Gabby.
Yeah, of course, this is an important topic. So I want you to kind of start off by telling us a bit about how the opioid epidemic has really affected the families that you care for at Riley.
Yeah, so long before we had the COVID pandemic, here in the across the United States, we are dealing with the opioid epidemic, which really has been around for about the past 10 years. So how this has impacted our families at Riley, we have taken care of a lot of moms and babies that have been affected by opioid use disorder. So these are moms that might have had a history of dependency on opioids, and she is in the process of recovery and getting treatment. And so we take care of both moms and babies through our care at Riley.
Okay. And so for the moms with an opioid use disorder, what are the symptoms that a baby might face after they're born? And can you tell us more about what's known as that neonatal abstinence syndrome?
Sure can. So when moms are in recovery for opioid use disorder, sometimes mom's provider might continue her on a medicine that is kind of like a long-acting opioid that helps to reduce cravings, that helps her to stay in recovery and be safe. And all of these things are really important for her to deliver a healthy full-term baby. So one of the side effects we have of this is that sometimes when those medicines are working their way out of baby's body after they are born, the baby can have some signs of withdrawal. And so when we think about the word neonatal abstinence syndrome, or it's also now referred to in the terminology, you'll sometimes see it as NOWS, neonatal opioid withdrawal syndrome. That really refers to the spectrum of symptoms that babies can have as they are undergoing opioid withdrawal. So for these babies, they can be a little bit more fussy, difficult to console. They can also have fast breathing, elevated temperature, and some gastrointestinal issues that are temporary things that happen as that medicine is working its way out of baby's body.
Yeah. And you mentioned that this opioid epidemic has been around, you know, long before the COVID situation. And so I know there's been work being done behind the scenes by Riley team members to improve how you all care for these moms and babies. So tell me about that trajectory, the work that's been done over the years.
Absolutely. So at Riley, we really have a team approach where we bring together not only our pediatricians, but our neonatologists, our social work, our case management team, really to make sure that we're applying the best practices, the best standards of care for these affected moms and babies. So some of the work that we've really done previously have been ways that we can increase what's called our non-pharmacologic supportive care. So when babies are undergoing some of these symptoms, what are some ways that we can really keep baby the most comfortable? So feeding the baby really frequently, keeping the baby in a room that's maybe a little bit more quiet, a little bit more supportive, keeping baby nice and safely sleeping in a snuggled up sleep sack. Those are all really great ways that can kind of help to keep babies nice and comfortable, and a lot of the work that we've already done. The other thing that we've also been working on is really making sure that we are keeping mom and dad or any other family member at the bedside caring for these babies. We know the best care for baby happens when babies are in the room with their family. And so that's really some of the big projects that in the past that we have really found to be helpful for taking care of these babies.
Yeah, when you can turn to those kind of more natural methods of soothing a baby, I'm sure that means so much to the family to be able to be a part of it all.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so tell me about the model that you guys are using now, this eat, sleep, console for these particular patients.
Yeah. So one of the great promises of moving over into our new maternity tower at Riley has really been the ability for us to have rooming in for all stages of the process when babies are here at the hospital, whether they are in the NICU, whether they are on the Well Newborn Maternity Center. So Eat Sleep Console is actually something we've been able to deliver to our families starting earlier this year. Eat Sleep Console is our scoring tool. Basically, how do we assess how babies are doing when they might be at risk for opioid withdrawal? And it is as simple as the tool's name sounds. We look at baby's ability to feed effectively, so eat. We look at the baby's ability to sleep. So we want them to be able to sleep at least for an hour at a time without being woken up. And then we also want them to be able to console and calm down to show that they are doing okay, not being too fussy or irritable. And so we use that scoring tool as a way to make sure that the babies that are at high risk for withdrawal are still doing comfortably, still doing what's called their activities of daily living. So the basic things I would want to make sure every single baby is able to do before they can safely go home.
What are the benefits of having this family-centered model in place? Does that empower these parents and make them feel confident in the way that they're able to care for that baby?
Absolutely. My goal as a pediatrician is to make sure that parents feel super comfortable with taking care of the needs of their child. And the best way for them to get to know their little one, to know their little quirk, to know what kind of signals they're sending that say either when they're happy or they need a little attention. And the best way for them to do that is really to be rooming in. So rooming in, first of all, allows our new parents to become really confident and comfortable prior to going home to make sure they can feel like they can meet the needs of their baby. And we actually know there's good scientific evidence when it comes to looking at babies at risk for opioid withdrawal, that when they room in, babies that room in are less likely to have to go to the NICU, less likely to need morphine therapy, which is kind of an escalated treatment for babies with significant withdrawal. So not only do we have evidence that shows that this is the preferred model for care for these babies, but it's actually so much better for our families as well.
And I've talked to some of the team members who were excited that now we have those rooming in rooms in the Riley Maternity Tower on the NICU floor. Is that correct?
We actually have them not only available in our NICU, but also on our mother baby unit as well.
Wow, that's awesome to hear. I'm sure it's so beneficial to them there. And you touched a bit on the data that reveals the impacts of this on babies. Just as this all evolves, I mean, what are you seeing personally as you interact with these families? Are they giving you that feedback of this is really a great approach for us? Tell me about what you see and hear on the unit.
Yeah, I think in general, you know, our families, I would say are grateful for us to be able to have a, you know, just a degree of transparency so that we're all using the same language. We are doing our very best to be on the same page as we talk to them about what symptoms we are seeing in their baby. And we also involve the parents. So the parents are telling us, what are they seeing? Is today better or worse than yesterday? What are you guys seeing since you guys are rooming in with them? So I think we're definitely getting some good feedback from our families. And then we're also seeing that with the Eat, Sleep, and Console model, we know that there's data out there showing that babies that are scored using this Eat, Sleep, Console model are actually gonna do better in terms of less likely to need to go to the NICU or less likely to require morphine. So layering on extra layers of service that really help to improve the outcomes, not just for babies, but also their families.
Yeah. And I want to hear about the team members who care for these babies, because it's such essential work, right? To have the right team in place for all of this. So tell me about who's involved in this care.
Absolutely. So before birth, mom is going to be seen by her obstetric provider. And then after babies are born, both the OB team and the pediatric team is going to be taking care of babies. So that includes doctors, but also nurses in both the maternity center as well as the NICU. And then we also have a huge multidisciplinary team that works to really individualize the care based on what our families are needing. So social workers are definitely a key part of that team. Social workers are great at connecting families to resources in the community, especially for after they go home, to help set up for success. We also have our breastfeeding experts, our lactation consultants that will be involved. And then we also have a lot of extra therapists as well, in case babies need physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy. We even have a great connection with our music therapy program. So if we're helping to teach families soothing and calming techniques, we know that music therapists can really also be supportive in this realm, not only at helping with baby, but also helping with mom and talking through what it's like being in the hospital taking care of her baby.
Hearing about all those pieces that come together just really drives point the home of why it's great to have that maternity tower at Riley, right? Connecting the maternity services with all these other service lines that can be helpful to these families.
Yeah, absolutely.
And lastly, I just want to talk to you, just kind of taking a step back here. How do you think that this model of care is addressing the stigma that there may be out there with that neonatal abstinence syndrome diagnosis for a family? Is it helping to do away with that? What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, I think you definitely hit it on the head in terms of stigma out there. We know that, you know, despite our best intentions, sometimes we in the community or we as healthcare professionals, we have biases. And, you know, opioid use disorder, like high blood pressure or diabetes, it's a chronic medical condition. And sometimes in the healthcare community, we have treated substance use disorder somehow different from other chronic medical conditions, where we are sometimes more judgmental about families, or we sometimes blame them for the situations that they are in. And these are all biases that really from forming that therapeutic relationship with the families. And it really, in my mind, it prevents us from maybe looking at the patient and seeing the mom, seeing the baby, and recognizing the whole picture. So I think Eat, Sleep, and Console is just one other layer that we've been trying to add that helps us to break down those biases, that helps us to show that the most important person to have in these rooms with baby is in fact the mom, dad, and other family members, because we know these are going to be the number one source of support after these babies go home. And so I think, you know, it's always ongoing work to talk open about our biases, but I think when we address the biases, that helps us to provide even better care to all the families that we serve here at Riley.
Yeah, such an important area right there, like you said, addressing the biases that exist. So thank you so much for just opening up about this and for the work that you are all doing to help these families at Riley.
Well, thank you so much. I so appreciate being able to chat about this really close to the heart topic for me.